You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. May what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, today's message is a message I feel like a lot of you need to hear, and I believe it's a big topic that holds a lot of people back. You have to be willing to let people go. You have to be willing to let people go. Now, let me explain this. It doesn't mean you need to get rid of people in your life or you need to go out and clean people out. But you have to understand that if you're planning on leveling up, you're planning on getting better, and you're planning on working harder on yourself than you do anything else, here's the things that you're going to hear. You've changed so much. You're so different. And what they're going to do is they're going to tap on your insecurities. They're going to tap on the things, you know, the old things that used to hold you back. They're going to continue to tell you that, oh, the things that you're doing are not correct. But the question you have to ask yourself is, are you in alignment with your true walk, your true goals, your true path? Number two, are your intentions good? And number three, think about this for just a second. Are those people that are trying to pull you back, are they going to get you to where you want to go? Again, it's not about getting rid of people within your life, but I'm here to tell you guys, if you're spending a majority of your time defending yourself with those people who are in your old paradigm and those people who continue to pick at you, guess what? They were the ones holding you back. If they're not celebrating for you, if they're not clapping for you, if they're not asking you, for example, I've gone through this process myself many different times, guys. From 2018 to 2020, I became a completely different person. From 2022, I became a completely different person. 2022 to 2024 has been my greatest transformation. And I will continue to transform. And I've heard people all the time, they say this all the time, JV's changed so much. The academy is so different. Things are so different. Is it that the academy is different and that I've changed and that I'm so different, or you've stayed the same? Because if you would have evolved with me, if we've been side by side, like the people that are around me right now, locking arm in arm and expanding consciousness and working harder on ourselves than to do anything else, you wouldn't be saying those things. You'd be celebrating my wins as I'd be celebrating yours, because I'm not spending an ounce of my time worried about what they're doing. I'm not spending an ounce of my time talking behind their back, asking why they're doing this, why they're doing that. I'm too busy getting my shit together. Some of you need to hear this message because you're catering, and you're catering to those who are pandering, who are complaining, who are constantly saying, oh, but you did this and you left me and things are not the same. And it's like, what do you mean things are not the same? You're mad because I've evolved? You're mad because I'm working on myself? You're mad because I've worked, you know, to expand my conscience? You're mad because I built a stronger relationship with God? You're mad because of the relationship I have with God or the business I've done? And what they'll say is, you'll hear this stuff behind your back. And remember, when they're talking behind your back, they're behind you for a reason, guys. We have a rule within our leadership team. If we talk about you twice, we talk to your face. We talk behind your back twice, we talk to your face. We don't deal with that type of shit. That's childish high school behavior. If you're complaining behind someone's back, you don't want a problem, you want attention. If you wanted solution, you'd go talk to the person. If you're talking about somebody more than twice behind their back, you want attention. You don't want a solution. If you wanted a solution, all the people that have said I've changed so much, then you would come talk to me and ask my side of the story. But I guarantee when you call the curtain back, because I know what I'm doing, I know my intentions, I know my relationship with God, I know the resources that I'm providing. So I'm not worried about what other people are saying. I'm not worried about what you're doing or the other person is doing. I'm worried about protecting my family, my ecosystem, my intentions, and my integrity and my principles. And I hope that everybody will be with me through that process. But some of you are pandering and catering to these people who continue to pull you back, who continue to tap on your insecurities and continue to make you think you're less than because you're working hard on yourself. Some of you need to let people go. And what I mean by that, you need to get focused. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to say anything. You don't need to release them. You need to get focused. You need to put blinders on, get your shit together, and let the universe take care of itself. Because if they're for you, they will be here. If they're against you, they won't be here. It's that simple. I'm not grabbing onto any specific opportunity, any specific person. I'm working harder on myself than I do anything else. And who's here in the next 2 to 24 months, 36 months is going to be here. I love everybody unconditionally within my ecosystem, but I'm not going to sit back and let other people hold me back based on their insecurities and their lack of growth. I'm just not going to do it. I'm also not going to surround myself with men who are not lifting up their families, who are not working harder on themselves than they do anything else, who are talking disrespectfully around women. I'm not going to be around people who are complaining and begging and are not working harder on themselves than they do anything. I'm just not going to do it. And so if people are telling you you've changed, you're different. If you're different for a good reason, then let it go, guys. Some of you need to hear this and let it go. I know that's one of the biggest things that I've done now. I don't worry about what people say about me anymore. I just don't. I care. Well, that's a lie. I do care about people who are really close to me. I do care what they think about me. But those just people talking in the background, saying JV's changed so much, his academy's changed so much, should change. We've learned new skills, new resources. We're licensed insurance agents now. We're adding all kinds of new stuff. I'm going through the sacred secretion process now. I have a coach for mindset. I have a coach for human design. I have a coach for spiritual. I have a coach in Peru. I have a fitness, a personal trainer. I have a financial coach, my CFO. Guys, I have a coach for every single area of my life. Before, I tried to do it all by myself. Of course, I should be changing. Of course, I should be growing. And then watch when we get a private plane because I need tax write-offs. And when I get the next two cars that I have to buy because of tax write-offs, they're going to say I changed so much. But they've never come to me and asked me. Not one of these motherfuckers has ever come to me and asked me, JV, here's what I've heard. What is your side of the story? And if they don't want to ask me, fuck them. You should say that too, guys. You should be that bold. If they're not coming to me and asking me, their rumors don't mean shit. When people come to me and say, this person said this, I'm like, they haven't said shit to me, so it doesn't matter to me. Because that's not you can't come to me and tell me someone's talking bad about me behind my back if they never talk to me. When somebody talks bad about my back, and you guys know if you're in my ecosystem, I will come to you and I will say, what's up? Let's get on a Zoom call. Let's talk. I heard you're saying this, or your ecosystem is saying this. I don't back down from that type of stuff. And usually it's 99% misunderstanding. And usually when they hear my side of the story, like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. I said, because you're listening to people who are complaining. They're not looking for solutions. And that's why you're in the repetitive pattern that you're in. So some of you need to grow, and some of you need to get your shit together, because if you're around people that are complaining all the time, then guess what? You're going to be the fifth. There's four people complaining. You're going to be the fifth. So I just wanted to get that message out there, because it's a new level of maturity for me and the next level for me, because I have to, because, you know, I used to let that stuff bother me. Oh, this, I heard this, you know, all the time. JV's changed so much. The academy's changed so much. I'm like, thank God. Thank God. It's changed, because it's helped thousands of people who really, really have embodied the 120 challenge. Thousands of people who have really embodied the financial literacy, financial discipline. And there's some people that are in the exact same spot that have been here since 2020. Exact same spot. And they're the ones complaining that things have changed. Yes, it has changed. The question is, have you, as we always say, warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go.